Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to mention something that we just found out about yesterday. So WILK wins 3 Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Awards in this year's Excellence in Broadcasting competition. So what they do is every year, the PAB, as we call them, they honor the exceptional accomplishments of Pennsylvania's radio and television stations. So we got 3 of them. Let me tell you what they are and for which shows. Outstanding radio feature story report or series to WILK's Rob O'Donnell. He did a special called The World's Greatest Navy. Are We Ready? It's a really, really compelling show that he did, and he talked to a number of really important guests about this topic. So he was really put a lot of hard work into it. And Jake, obviously, his producer as well.
And it's
did a lot. And you did a lot. You put together a lot of the imaging for that program.
But yes.
Hey, listen, you might as well, you know, everybody.
Yeah. Look, and it's amazing. Like, you know, they would say if you really are passionate in what you're doing, it shows in your work. And he really was passionate about what he was doing, and it showed.
Right.
So,
yeah, it was really great. Also, outstanding local radio newscast, WILK wins for the WILK News newscast, anchored by Brian Hughes. So that was pretty darn awesome as well. He does a great job. And thank you to
Brian,
him.
Good job.
For his great work every day bringing you local news. Hey, look at this one. Outstanding local radio personality team, WILK's Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
And thank you to John Lucas, our producer, who works very hard behind the scenes preparing for this show, on top of preparing for Bob's show, because he's very busy.
Yeah, it's like 10% us.
And yeah, I think, but he does a great job. And thank you to Tyler and to Brian and to Joe Snedeker, because, you know, these are all the people that make the show what it is. So to win Outstanding Local Radio Personality Team is pretty exciting. So we're happy, and we thank you, the listener, as well, for supporting us.
I struggle with it. Probably going to have to go to therapy. I don't know how to take good news. I struggle with this. I've upset, but it's cool. I mean, it's cool. I've had people say congratulations, and that's nice. I just am emotionally unstable at times.
Nancy. You're in not equipped to handle things like that.
Someone else wins. I'm like, hey, great job. You guys are, I'm good at that part. I'm not good at the taking it fun.
And thank you, Jason, because you put all of, we enter, you have to put the entries in, edit the stuff. It's a long process, and you have to go through, you know, uploading through digital and all this stuff. And you helped out, because this was when you were entering this, I was away because of my mother-in-law passing away unexpectedly. It was, Nick, right in the midst of when we were working on this, and you put a lot of work into it. So I want to thank you for doing that as well.
I know,
I'm
going
to make you more
something.
Uncomfortable.
It's just like 22, 23 hours of work. It's nothing. It's fine.
Yeah, I know, you're like totally stressed out.
No, it was
totally stressed out.
It's cool. It's a very strange
thing. It's pretty
cool.
So to win for a special report series with Rob O'Donnell, to win for the newscast with Brian Hughes, and then to win for our show for local radio personality team.
This is from Brian Hughes just came in to pat me on the back.
They get these entries from all over Pennsylvania, so it's a pretty great honor to have that. So there you go.
Yes,
someone's
it is.
Someone's got to do it, Jason, because I know you're not going to talk about it.
Well, it's weird.
You did all the work behind the scenes, and you're like, I'm really uncomfortable.
I'm that guy that stands in the corner and goes, good job, everybody. You did it.
Right. I mean, look, why enter if you don't say, hey, We won.
It is
pretty cool.
It's a self-esteem thing, and it, I think it's also in like the professional world called like imposter syndrome. And if there's such a thing, as
you sleep at night and go, "Did I deserve this?"
Well, right. It's like when people are like, oh, "I'm not that good." I struggle with that big time. I know a lot of people do, but I feel like if I was officially diagnosed, they'd be like, "Man, this is the most raging case of imposter syndrome." He's not even, and I'd be like, "Am I not worthy of that?" You know, just like I feel all like right. I question it all. But anyway, let's get to something.
You want to get to something?
Yeah. So
I think you put something together. Did you not?
I did. And it's 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Okay. 2 minutes and 6 seconds. It's from Donald Trump's press conference yesterday. And I'm not cherry picking stuff to make him look bad. In fact, it's the opposite. Because I know people.
All right. So wait. This is from the press conference yesterday regarding the mid-air collision, deadly mid-air collision, where yeah. we're still trying to get to the bottom of what happened to cause a commercial jet to crash into a Correct. Black Hawk helicopter. Very sad. 67 lives lost.
Yeah. Yesterday, you know, Bob's show was interrupted by this. And I listened to it live. And a lot of people, when they listen to it live, there was like this collective groan of like, oh, no, a few minutes in, like 5 minutes in. And it just really bothered a lot of people because it became very political. Here's what I did, though, because, again, he's kind of divisive. What I did is I just created a version of his speech that I believe would be universally embraced right, by so people wait, who love him and hate him. So I edited. I
so
shortened
you put
it.
His. You took what he said. You are not adding words.
No,
but you
not
just
adding.
Edited to what you think he should have done instead.
Sometimes you got to know. You got to know when to say when and when to walk away.
Okay.
Okay. So here it is. And again, this is not done. I have to feel like I need to preface this. I'm not doing this to be funny. I'm doing this for real. Like I think if this is what he had done, people would have been like, "Well, that was actually kind of a nice statement." This is only 2 minutes of what turned out okay. to be a 45-minute contentious press conference. Even if you hated every minute of this, tell me if you would have been cool with just this. 2 minutes.
I speak to you this morning in an hour of anguish for a nation. Before 9 p.m. last night, an American Airlines regional jet carrying 60 passengers and 4 crew collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter carrying 3 military service members over the Potomac River in Washington, D.C., while on final approach to Reagan National Airport. Real tragedy. The massive search and rescue mission was underway throughout the night, and I have to say the local, state, federal, military, including the United States Coast Guard in particular, they've done a phenomenal job. The work has now shifted to a recovery mission. Sadly, there are no survivors. This was a dark and excruciating night in our nation's capital and a tragedy of terrible proportions. As one nation, we grieve for every precious soul that has been taken from us so suddenly. And we are a country of really, we are in mourning. This is really shaking a lot of people. On behalf of the First Lady, myself, and 340 million Americans, our hearts are shattered alongside yours, and our prayers are with you now. And in the days to come, we'll be working very, very diligently in the days to come. We're here for you to wipe away the tears and to offer you our devotion, our love, and our support. In moments like this, the differences between Americans fade to nothing compared to the bonds of affection and loyalty that unite us all. Both as Americans and even as nations. We are one family, and today we are all heartbroken. We're all searching for answers. We're all overcome with the grief for many who have so tragically perished, will no longer be with us. Together we take solace in the knowledge that their journey ended not in the cold waters of the Potomac, but in the warm embrace of a loving God. Thank you all very much. Thank you very much.
So that in itself, scene cut, right, would be perfect.
Yeah. Would you agree? I mean, you
yes, if that you would have been absolutely perfect.
Any walk criticism, away. I think, would have been nope. nitpicky. It would be like,
absolute,
oh.
There's nothing. There's nothing there that you would anyone could complain about. And that would have been the perfect thing to say.
But that was 2 minutes. And by the way, before anyone calls me out and says I did it, he also included a moment of silence, which was about 25, 30 seconds.
I did take that out just for time.
I want to make sure I acknowledge that he did do that. That would be part of that as well.
This went on. It went on beyond this.
It went beyond 45 minutes. And I'll show you the point. Here's the point. This is the go back to the regular speech where he kind of
went off the rails.
I felt like I heard a collective groan through our building here, too. Just people like, oh, no.
Together we take solace in the knowledge that their journey ended not in the cold waters of the Potomac, but in the warm embrace of a loving God. We do not know what led to this crash, but we have some very strong opinions.
Don't say them.
And ideas, and I think we'll probably state those opinions now.
That was it. He said, we have some opinions, and we're going to state them, yeah. And that's where...
And then what did he go into? Do we have a mashup of the highlights or lowlights, as we call them?
Yeah, again, he says it's opinions, but I just feel like he should have had more self-restraint. But
various articles that appeared prior to my entering office, and here's one. The FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. That is amazing. And then it says FAA says people with severe disabilities are most underrepresented segment of the workforce, and they want them in, and they want them. They can be air traffic controllers. I don't think so. This was January 14th, so that was a week before I entered office. They put a big push to put diversity into the FAA's program. Then another article, the Federal Aviation Administration, this was the FAA, is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Can you imagine? You have many, many planes coming into one target.
Yeah, that was just, it kind of shifts into...
Didn't he also blame Pete Buttigieg?
This
happened on his watch, but I'm not even blaming him, but to immediately become defensive is not a good look, and to immediately assign blame at this time, it's just so inappropriate. Just inappropriate.
Well, people that are supporters
of him, I have heard say they did not want him to go there at that time. It was just not appropriate. We don't even know what the true story is. And then to already bring up all these really divisive issues at a time when people are mourning, it's reckless and irresponsible.
There is a time and place, and I'm not saying I think he should never share these opinions, but he didn't source anything. So I don't know where those articles came from. I'm not saying they're not real, but it just...
Well, what he said isn't real because, I'm even looking here.
They might be real articles is what
FAA
I'm saying.
FAA official says DEI and any similar programs do not apply to air traffic control hiring. Applicants must pass a medical exam, an aptitude test, a psychological test, more stringent than that required of a pilot. This is crazy. So he takes something and then turns it into something else that isn't even based in fact. And that's really a shame.
But over time, throughout the day, it turned into everyone. I saw people sharing, this is why this happened. This is who we're blaming. And he even said at some point, why do you, how could you say this is what happened? And he said, well, it could have. He's admitted that he has nothing
that tells him that this is actually what caused it, which is so it's just not what you do as a leader. The timing was inappropriate anyway.
And the reason
leave it to the victims and the people who are grieving at this point. That's what you do. And tell us the investigation is ongoing and let the facts present us with what happened.
Look, it is what it is. It's not really surprising. It was kind of shocking because I'm not used to it. Like, if I kind of ease back into this is who we have now. Okay. But I put together that first 2 minutes because, look, he has the ability to say nice things. He just doesn't have the self-restraint to stop. And he sees things as opportunities.
He can't help himself to turn something that's tragic into politics.
Sorry. What? Someone said, you're missing his point. Like, no, I know what his point was. I just wonder what his point is specifically, how it's relevant to what happened. We don't know. If it turns out that a little person missing an arm was running,
it's so ridiculous.
If they were running air traffic control during this, maybe I could go, I see his point. But
really?
We don't know
really?
That. If, but we don't know that this has played any part in what happened. Okay.
All right, we've been talking about the press conference President Trump held yesterday regarding this tragic crash over the Potomac River, Washington, D.C. I'm most concerned when you hear stories now about there are reports that the night prior to this one, there was another near hit of a regional jet with a Black Hawk helicopter. So they're looking into it. I'm not speculating anything other than to ask, how often has this happened? Have there been an increase in any kind of military training in recent weeks, months? Because, you know, these are questions we'd want to know. Why would it be the night prior? It's reported that the automatic pilot collision avoidance system alerted a previous jet from crashing. They had to do some maneuver to get around. What is going on? And is that because of staffing? Because now there are two conflicting stories.
Right.
The FAA is claiming that one person was handling a two-person job and that that was not normal. Somebody else tells the Associated Press that that is usually, that is not an abnormal situation to have one person handling both the helicopter and the passenger jet communications. I think that's important to know. Has staffing been an issue? Is it a good practice if that's normal to be doing both? There's a lot of questions that we have, and we have to just wait to get the answers as to what happened. But the president yesterday, that didn't stop him from going over the line beyond just the, we're investigating it, our, thoughts and prayers are with the family, and then stepping into blaming previous administration, of course.
Yeah,
it's a very defensive press conference. Did you want to play one of them?
I'm just going to jump. I skipped ahead. I think you mentioned Pete Buttigieg. I think this is where he brings him up right here.
Think of that. The initiative is part of the FAA's diversity and inclusion hiring plan, which says diversity is integral to achieving FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel. I don't think so. I think it's just the opposite. The FAA website shows that the agency's guidance on diversity hiring were last updated on March 23rd of 22. They wanted to make it even more so. The FAA, which is overseen by Secretary Pete Buttigieg, a real winner. That guy's a real winner. Do you know how badly everything's run since he's run the Department of Transportation? He's a disaster. He was a disaster as a mayor. He ran his city into the ground, and he's a disaster now. He's just got a good line of bullshit.
Yeah, this is
awful. Sorry for your
loss. Awful and irresponsible. It's horrible. It really is. And as I just mentioned, and if you use the rewind feature, you can go back. The FAA is very strict guidance and a training for anyone who works as an air traffic controller. It is a very, very competitive, and less than half of the people that even go through the training make it.
Right.
And look, this wasn't something that just, people who don't like Trump, you might go, oh, no surprise, they didn't like what he had to say. But there were a number of Republicans who were unhappy with the way that that press conference went, to go and claim things that he had. And he even said he didn't have any indications that those were the reasons why.
Yeah, he was called out. He was called out on it. He basically said, well, it could have happened this way.
It's crazy.
He said one of his reasons for thinking this way is because he has common sense.
Common sense would have told you not to say anything beyond the first 2 minutes that you put together there. That would have been common sense. All right, we got to take a break. We'd love to hear from you. Was it appropriate for him to go on a 45-minute riff, 43 minutes of which he got defensive and blamed everybody else for what had happened? Of course, namely Democrats.
I tried to start off this hour saying, look, it's not a him thing. It's just like he says the right things till he says the wrong ones. And like, I don't think he listens to people talking about Donald Trump, of course. Like he doesn't listen. I think when people go, that would be a great place to stop talking, he just goes, I'm going to do what I want to do. And he survived
this
whole life.
Shock.
It's not surprising at all.
It's not surprising in any way, shape, or form. This is exactly what he's expected.
Right.
But look, people who normally support him are condemning what he said.
A lot of people, really, not everybody.
A lot. I'm not saying everybody.
Sure.
There are some of you who it doesn't matter. And of course, you bring up Biden. Don't bring up anybody else. Just say whether that was appropriate or not. Because what you need when people are either concerned or sad, people were very sad about what had happened. It's tragic. The loss of three soldiers, 64 others who were flying on board that passenger jet. It's tragic, it's sad, and at a time like that, there will be so much rampant speculation out there by irresponsible people that it's nice to know that you have someone in charge who is not going to do that, who is going to be clear and concise and factual,
right,
and not fan the flames. We don't need more of that. We have enough of that in this world. But like, it is what it is. I mean, this is no stunner, no shock. This is not surprising, and expect more of it. It's not changing. Don't, he's what, 78, 79 years old? It's not changing. But, in fact, I would contend it's getting worse from where we saw it 4 years ago.
I've thought that, and I wonder, because I'm like, is it worse, or is it just that we aren't used to it? Like getting into cold pool water. Like,
are you serious?
I don't know if it was. It's, well, that was my first reaction, was it's worse. But then I was like, is it? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think it is.
Someone texted in saying,
it's not that far apart that I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, somebody.
I mean, it was pretty bad when it ended on January 6th. So I don't know if it's worse than that. Okay, where he ended.
I got you. I think it's. Yeah.
Let's just say it's better than having a bunch of people riot and attack police and invade the Capitol. So we'll give them that.
Yeah, someone had texted in saying, you know, to both of us, I guess, but it says nobody wants a soft-spoken, weak man as their leader. Most Americans prefer a strong, stern person who tells it how it is, and then says they don't ever think they've seen a Democrat warrior.
That's a black and white thing, well, isn't it? That's like. Like you can only have either someone who doesn't shut up and says really irresponsible things, or you have someone who's meek and won't say much. Most of us operate in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, on most things. Look, and to that point about like we want a soft-spoken person, if it was only that easy, like I don't care how our president speaks. It's the assumptions presented with confidence. And it's like these, I'll call them blowhard diatribes, where he speaks like he's the expert when it's very clear he's not.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're looking at this going, are you kidding me?
Yeah. See, but most.
And I don't know how to process it.
I don't know how to say it, except that some people, it really, in your brain, if someone just acts a certain way, you'll believe it. I like to hear what people have to say and then find out if there's actual truth to what they have to say. That to me is more important than even in how they say it. But anyway, look, some of you are going to defend it no matter what. I think anybody watching that would have said, absolutely inappropriate. Absolutely not what we needed right now. The first 2 minutes, this moment of silence, we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to find out what happened. Yeah. Our hearts go out to the families. We give them thoughts and prayers. That's what you do. And then you walk away. You don't use it as a soapbox to go up and bring it on. It's like a rally all over again. He can't help himself from that. But we know that's what you're getting. So it is what it is. Okay, so we were playing Philadelphia Freedom coming, and I only mention it because the Super Bowl, we are about a week and a couple days away from it. I guess Travis Kelce has been, not Travis Kelce, his brother, Jason Kelce, has been getting a little bit of flack because of the fact that he has stated in the past on his podcast that he would cheer on the Eagles and not his brother.
Is he changing his tune?
Oh. So I guess like this is just a story from CBS Sports. Says if there's one fan in the stadium is going to be torn on who to root for, it's definitely Jason Kelce. On the one hand, the former Eagles star spent his entire 13-year NFL career in Philadelphia, so he should probably root for the Eagles. But on the other hand, his brother plays for the Chiefs. So during the latest episode of the New Heights podcast, the subject came up. Jason revealed where his allegiance would be, right? Here's the biggest thing. You're my brother. I'll always root for my brother. That's the reality of it. Even though I'm decked out in Eagles gear, I'm always going to root for Travis. But there's a lot of people in the Philadelphia organization, whether it's players, coaches, people in the building, that feel like extended family to me, especially my former lineman like Lane Johnson feels like a brother in a lot of ways. I'm rooting for those guys, too. I'm rooting for Philadelphia. And I'm rooting for Travis Kelce. That's the reality of it. No matter what, on game day, I'm going to be happy for one of those sides, and I'm going to be sad for the other side. But did you notice in that statement, he said Philadelphia, and he pointed out players. He didn't say Kansas City. He only pointed out his brother.
It sounds like they're really good at spinning a little controversy here. I'll do a one-sentence controversy. Breaking news, Taylor Swift is now supporting the Eagles. There you go. That would be a controversy. You know what I mean? Like, it's a tough spot.
I don't fault him at all for that. I think that if you worked at a place, and he still goes to the, I guess, training facility, works out, you know, sees the guys. He's able to do that. Like, that's like your family, too.
He's a made man. So, he can do anything in Philadelphia. He could steal a cheesesteak from, like, a nun, and they'd be like, oh, it's Jason Kelsey. He's great. They love him down right. there. I hope he doesn't do that. I'm not saying
by the way, I guess Travis said, we got to get you a mom jersey, which is half one, half the other. And he said, no, I can't wear red. I can't bring myself to it.
It's just not my color.
He's not going to do it.
I'm not a red. Joe Snedeker is off, and I think the person happiest that Ali Gallo is in for Joe is Johnny Lucas, because I don't know if I think I've asked you this before, Ali. Does he ask if you like Dua Lipa, or does he just say, that is your song because I want to hear it?
He always asks me. He actually didn't today. He didn't ask me if I have a preference, but he always asks me if I have.
He usually asks you, and you're usually pretty like open to, hey, whatever
he knows. Yeah. He knows at this point that I do not care and he can do whatever he wants.
Don't tell him that. You won't believe what he's going to play next. Probably not fit for the air.
I don't know. I don't hear it though. Like that time I didn't hear any of it.
Oh, it's like,
I don't know. Like what happened?
You didn't hit the button. Jason didn't hit the button fast enough.
Yeah, because sometimes I do hear like a couple of lines, but at that time I couldn't even tell you what song it was.
Na-na-na-na-na, Houdini, that one. It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Clearly don't know. Johnny Lucas, literally just found out it's Houdini like 2 days ago. But anyway, let's talk
weather. This morning, I saw where PennDOT lifted restrictions. They said due to changing weather conditions. Did things turn out a little warmer than we were expecting, or did something change, obviously, in the recent hours?
It rained and had that light freezing rain for a lot of the time this morning. So I think maybe the PennDOT was just, you know, monitoring the roads and treating the roads, and the roads that anything that was treated was okay. But I mean, sidewalks, everything untreated in our backyard anyway, there was definitely like a little glaze of ice on there.
Ooh, okay. So now it is going to start warming up though through the day, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has and already has. So we're seeing that changeover happening. Temperatures have been above freezing for a little while now. The ground taking a little bit longer, but we're in the mid-30s, most of us, right now. So we'll continue to warm close to 40.
Now, tonight, I know that it does say some areas could be seeing some snow. Where is that? Mostly northern tier or?
No, yeah, I would say northern tier. And even there, it's flakes mixing in with those rain showers. So again, with temperatures near 40, warmer spots even in the low 40s for highs today, it is going to turn colder tonight as the system pulls away. So some flakes might mix in, but nothing like accumulating really or anything like that. It's just, yeah, the chance for some snow showers. Well, I would say after about 8-9 o'clock tonight. And it's such a brief time because again, it's as the storm is pulling away, it's on the very back end of the storm. So as soon as that changeover happens, it pretty much comes to an end anyway.
Awesome. All right. So what about the weekend? People might have plans heading out.
So a pretty quiet weekend, colder. The cold front actually moves through tonight, passes tonight. So tomorrow, lots of sun, maybe some clouds first thing in the morning, but turning mostly sunny. The rest of the day is sunny and dry, but colder, only in the 20s, a little bit breezy, and then closer to freezing on Sunday. So a little bit warmer on Sunday, but cloudy on Sunday, and a few flurries around. But again, nothing really accumulating, just the chance for some light snow showers around on Sunday.
Okay. All right. About next week when we're looking at, are we looking at colder? Are we looking at warmer? Kind of the same?
So definitely nowhere near as cold as what we dealt with for a lot of January. Monday in the 40s. It looks like mid-30s for Tuesday and Wednesday, which is, that's where we should be this time of year, the first week of February. So Monday
no
looks quiet. Tuesday looks quiet. Yeah, no extremes. The coldest temperature we'll see now, that really for the next week plus, that's going to be Sunday morning. It's going to be pretty cold Sunday morning, but we'll get into the 30s for Sunday afternoon.
Poor groundhog.
The groundhog is going to be
I know,
confused.
Right?
Oh, that'd be fun. All right, we'll talk next hour, Ellie.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
See ya.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so in case you missed it, Punxsutawney Phil, his accuracy as a groundhog prognosticating winter is miserable. It is 35%. And Phil's nemesis in Staten Island, what is it, Staten Island Chuck?
Yeah, and
he does much better. He's up near like 80%.
He's the violent one. Didn't he bite like someone's finger a few years ago? And they were like, "Oh, we got to put him down." I was like, "Don't you touch Chuck."
Don't do that. Hey, I want to quickly mention some good news on life expectancy in the U.S. A significant rise in 2024. It hit its highest level since the pandemic, and it hit a high level that they say is really unusual. In this respect, the increase in life expectancy, which is up to 78.4 years, 78.4 years, it's from the life expectancy of 77.5, which was back in 2022. So the one for 2023 was 78.4. That is a significant rise, almost a full percentage point, so 0.9. That is unheard of, they say, prior to the pandemic. Life expectancy never goes up or down any more than 1 or 2 tenths. But when COVID happened, there was a huge drop. And now they say there's been such a gigantic drop in COVID and you know, how devastating it is. Like the strain has been weaker than the first ones. And the fact that we have, you know, vaccines. They say you have this gigantic increase in life expectancy. So it's amazing. 2019 to 2021, U.S. life expectancy dropped from 78.8 years to 76.4. That was unheard of. To go down, never mind to go down so much. But COVID deaths fell significantly last year. In 2022, COVID was the fourth leading cause of death. It was 10th in 2023. That's pretty amazing.
I imagine it would keep going down. And if it doesn't, then, then that's what we're stuck
with. We have vaccines, and the people who are the most vulnerable are more likely, obviously, to get those. And we have seen it definitely drop. So good news to see things turning around. Leading causes of death, heart disease, number one, not far behind is cancer. Then accidents, stroke, chronic lower respiratory diseases, Alzheimer's, diabetes, kidney, chronic liver, and then COVID. And again, to go from fourth to the 10th is pretty amazing. It shows how far it's come. Hey, I have some food news.
Food news! I almost choked. Food news! Wow, Johnny Lucas.
First of all, the big mystery is why is the Taco Bell on Route 309 in Wilkes-Barre Township closed? There's a sign on the door. We apologize, but unfortunately, this location is permanently closed. The story in today's Citizen's Voice, it closed this week. They talked to township and zoning and code enforcement officers from the newspaper. They went and talked to the township folks to say, did you guys know? Did you have anything to do with the closure of this Taco Bell? And they said, no, we didn't even know about it. And others were saying this is weird because it's busy, but it abruptly closed and no one knows why. Again, that's the Taco Bell Wilkes-Barre Township right there on Route 309. Maybe we shall find out. Also, how about this? Subway has finally released what is called a much anticipated. Were you all folks waiting for this? The Oreo footlong cookie.
No, I was going to say, I've tried some of their footlong products there, like the footlong pretzel or whatever. They're fun. I'm okay with this one.
This is a giant cookie served warm. Mm-hmm. It has rich chocolate cookie dough, Oreo pieces, along with sweet vanilla cream. Available in restaurant on the Subway app or at Subway.com nationwide for a limited time. So if you want to try it out, do it now because limited time. Who knows? Also, M&M's is releasing a limited edition.
What could they
do
this time?
And this is for Valentine's Day. What could it be?
Filled with love.
White chocolate strawberries and cream.
That's smart. That's a good idea.
The candies are made with white chocolate infused with a strawberry flavor in a pink or red candy-coated shell. And they are available nationwide. White chocolate, strawberries, and cream. There you go. M&M's.
They always surprise me because they're so little. How do they fit such goodness in there? But they pull it off. Like, you don't have a lot of space to work, you know? Like Oreo.
You know, of all the kinds that of M&Ms that they have released, and I don't even know if they still make them. My favorite was the pretzel M&Ms. Do they still do those?
I didn't know you were a pretzel chocolate fan because I am a pretzel and almost everything fan. Like, really? Yeah, it usually works.
I was surprised by it myself, but I think it's the size and the ratio that I especially liked about it. But I haven't seen it.
I thought you were
in
gonna,
recent months. So.
I thought you were going to pull out like what my dad would say. It's like, well, you know what I like? Even with all these fancy M&Ms, I go back to, you know what the best candy is? Just a plain Hershey bar. And you're like, you're so traditional.
I like Hershey bars, but if you're going to do some, you got to mix it up a little bit. All right, so that's your food news, folks. If anybody knows about that Taco Bell and why it shut down, it's pretty wild. Is it upsetting?
And by the way, I don't know if he's listening, but it's my dad's 80th birthday today.
Oh, that's a big one.
And we have to get together. We just can't do it this weekend, unfortunately. So, Dad, if you're listening, love you. Happy birthday.